בעזרת השם, we are in Torah, Lamed Vav, Part Gimel. We learned about it a little bit on the Kriyat Shema, first verse of Kriyat Shema. צריך להעצים את עיניו, have to close the eyes, מבחינת, in the aspect of עולים תשפירת הדלית לעינים. Beautiful girl that doesn't have no eyes. Means, not she doesn't have no eyes, Chas v'Shalom, means that she's not looking for nonsense of this world. She's clean. Like it's written in the Zohar Kadosh, Saba Mishpatim. Ki tikun shel hirurei znut, because how to fix filthy thoughts, sheba la'adam, that came to the person, sheyomar shema uvaruch shem, is that you're going to say shema and baruch shem kubod makuto la'olam va'ed. Like we said also, that amazing thing of saying the Mishnayot in the thoughts, a huge tikkun, an amazing tikkun for all kinds of filthy thoughts. Try that. Our boys say, try that, you're going to see miracles. Listen to me, it's going to help you a lot. To learn Mishnayot in your thoughts. Kita'avat ni'uf, because desire for women, hiba'a me'achirat damim, comes from filthy blood, thick blood. Hainu mitchol, from the spleen, shehi lilit, that it's lilit, shehi shifcha bisha, that it's the filthy female slave, ima de erev rab, the mother of all of the erev rab, shehi malchut arasha'a, that it's the evil kingship, hu malchut adishmaya, but the kingship of heaven, hu bivchinat givirta, is in the aspect of a lady, isha irat Hashem, woman that's got fear from heaven, שהיא בבחינת ים של שלמה, that she is in the aspect of the sea of שלמה, העומדת על 12 בקר, that she is above 12 animals, 12 cattle, שהם 12 שבטי יד, that it's an aspect of the 12 tribes of Hashem, holy tribes. וכשאדם מקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים באלו הפסוקים, and when a person is accepting on himself the yoke of heaven in those two verses, really, to accept on yourself yoke of heaven in those two verses, for that you have to have a heart. You have to prepare yourself to that. Rav Shalom said on the song Yaich Sof that we sang before, Yaich Sof Nam Shabbat, that it's not a song of Shabbos at all. It's a song to walk with it all regular days of the week to prepare yourself to Shabbos. And then when you desired for Shabbos all week, you yearned for Shabbos, Shabbos is going to look totally different. So it's the same. To say Kriyat Shema, the time to say Kriyat Shema, really to focus on Kriyat Shema, it's not in the time of Kriyat Shema. For that, you need to have the vessels already. You need to be prepared. It means all day long you have to go with your eyes closed. And then when you're going to come to the peak of the day, to the two peaks of the day, to say Kriyat Shema, you're going to be able to really connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if all day long you walk like a tourist, you're never going to be able to connect yourself. Like Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Akiva said, all of my life I was waiting for that mitzvah to come, for that moment to come, to say Kriyat Shema. All of his life he was preparing himself that when that moment will come, he's going to be able to give his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. So it means that you need to walk with those verses of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is one. Shema Yisrael, you're talking to yourself. You convince yourself, like we said so many times before, that the main itbodedut is the conversation that you have with yourself, that you tell yourself, look, buddy, what's going to be with you? What's going to be in Judgment Day? That you rebuke yourself, that you talk to yourself, that you prepare yourself. What you're going to answer? What you're going to say? This is the real itbodedut, that the first step of itbodedut, that you prepare yourself. Hey, the world to come calls world of truth. Doesn't matter what was your name, how people respect you, if you're a rabbi, if you're a chief rabbi, if you're a millionaire. In the world of truth, they're going to judge you according to the truth. What you going to answer? This is the first question that a man should ask himself. Am I ready? Today I receive honor from everyone. Everyone respects me. No one wants to fight with me. Everyone are smiling. Wonderful. Is it saying something about what it's going to be in the world to come? In the world to come, they're going to judge me according to the truth. Not according to how much I was a good actor in this world. Or how much people were afraid. Or maybe people were polite. Or I don't know what. In the world to come, the truth is going to be revealed.
So first of all, you say to yourself, Shema Israel, listen, Israel, you're committed, you're obligated, you're part of Am Israel, you have obligations, you're fulfilling your obligations, are you clean? Listen, you're a Jew, you have obligations on your head. First of all, wake up. Now Hashem, the kind one that we believe in Him, He's Elokeinu, He's the one that is judging us. Means you cannot come with no complaints, because all of the judgments, all of the difficulties are all coming from the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like that wonderful story that we heard from Rav Reuven, that the Magid Mimezrich said to one of his students that he could cancel all of the decrees. But from the point of view, from heaven, from the world to come, you see that all of the decrees are only kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually they're all kindness. So all of the explanations that you have and the arguments that you have today, all of the excuses that you have why you're not serving Hashem Yitbarach today, no, it's too hard, it's too hot, all of them will not going to have no powers in the world to come. No power. Won't have no power, all of those excuses. In the world to come, it's a world of truth. If there was Hillel HaZaken that he was serving Hashem Yitbarach and he was totally broke, you have to serve Hashem Yitbarach even if you don't have 200 shekels today in your wallet. And on the rest of the excuses, you're going to have to answer. If there was a person that was serving Hashem Yitbarach when it was very, very hot, a lot hotter than today, you're going to have to answer. If there was someone that was serving Hashem without a wife, without children, without a house, without Yeshuva Dat, without all of the things that are actually luxuries, so you're going to have to answer according to that, because they're going to ask you, but what he would do, why he was able. This is like what did we explain before, and we're coming back to that understanding of the will. On all of the questions you have an answer. My mother, she was stopping me, my father, he was stopping me. You can answer, but on one question you cannot answer. Why you didn't want it? Why you didn't want it? Alright, it was hot, it was hard for you, but actually you didn't want it also to go to Beis Knesset. So on that, what you're going to answer? Why you didn't want it to go? Okay, you could not go, I understand that. It was too hard, I understand, but on the will, what you're going to answer? No answers. This is why we're obligated to work on our will, to want to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And like Rav Shalom explained on that, that all of that complaint on Am Yisrael, that the Amalek is coming, all of those doubts are coming when the person is tired. Means also when you're tired, you have to stay Yirei Elokim. Means if you're dead tired at night, it's not an excuse to say, I don't want to pray. You can say, I'm not able to pray. Okay, they're going to understand it, they're going to accept it. That you didn't have no powers to say Kriyat Shema on your bed, alright, they're going to accept it. But don't kick Kriyat Shema. Don't reject Kriyat Shema and say, no, I'm too tired, I don't have the powers to say Kriyat Shema now. You, how can you say Sfirat HaOmer now, I'm so tired? Don't be a no Yirei Elokim. Don't drop your Yirat Shemaim. Be Yirei Elokim. Say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to say Kriyat Shema, but I don't have the powers. And fell asleep. And don't pray, but don't fall from the will. Keep on wanting. You have to want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, even if it takes your soul. Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. B'chol nafshecha, the Mishnah is saying, afilu notel et nafshecha. Even if it takes your soul, you have to prepare yourself to sacrifice yourself, to be ready. No one is saying physically to do that, just to want. To be able to want Hashem Yitbarach, no matter where, no matter how, always to be one with Hashem Yitbarach in your will. This is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the verse of Kriyat Shema. We have to prepare ourselves to that verse of Kriyat Shema. This is Emunat Yichud. That you prepare yourself. You first of all aware to yourself that you're obligated from, how you say, from foot to head to toe. From head to toe. You're obligated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got a list of obligations and you're not fulfilling your obligations. First of all, be humble. Know that. Accept that. You owe. You're deep in debt. Deep in the debt. Okay. Now you're in Israeli. Wonderful. Hashem Elokeinu. All of the judgments are coming from kindness, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have no complaints on Hashem. Accept it with love. All of your difficulties. And Adraba, remember that conversation that we tell about Rabbeinu. That one time Rabbeinu had a huge test from heaven. They test him. They told him from heaven, in a vision, in a dream, I don't know, wasn't there. They told him to say all of the combinations of letters, Tzerufei Otiyot, on all of the Torah, from the beginning till the end. Nice, right? It's a nice test. We don't remember 3, 5, 7 verses to say straight. He had to tell all of the combinations, all of the Tzerufei Otiyot, Dilugei Otiyot. Who knows them? Rabbeinu knew. He answered all of them. And then they asked him to answer all of the combinations from the end to the beginning. Nice. A little bit harder test. And he was standing in that test also. He answered all of them. And then they told him to divide the Chumash in half and to say from both sides. I don't even understand the test. But this is how it's written. To divide the Chumash and to say them from both the sides. Maybe together, I don't know how to mix them. But this is what they told him to do. And he tried, and he could not. He couldn't. And it was too hard for him. And it was so embarrassing for him. And he didn't know what to do. And he was so embarrassed. It was humiliating for him that he couldn't answer what they told him. There was a lot of people, righteous people over there listening. I don't know, his fathers, ancestors, I don't know. It was a shame for Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he couldn't answer. And he had a huge chalishut adat. He felt a horrible weakness because of that. He didn't know what to do with himself, where to hide himself. That he couldn't answer on that test. And then, while he was very low, very down, he remembered that everything that they're showing to you in this world is only coming to show you the lacking, so-called, so to speak, that there is in heaven, that there is in the crownship of heaven, in Mamlechet Shemaya. And then he said, if I have that weakness, if I have that lacking, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is sharing with me the lacking that he's got. And if he's got a lacking, and he chose me to share his lacking with me, is there a higher honor than that? A bigger respect than that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to choose me to share with me his own lackings in the kingship of heaven? And he received that honor. And he was very honorable. He was very happy. And because of that happiness, he found the powers to answer on that test. And he answered on all of the combinations of the letter from both sides of the Torah Kedusha. We're going to take that story to our place. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing with you, in your lackings in life, you can see the lackings of, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crownship, the kingship of heaven. You can understand from that the lackings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got. If you have problems in your Kedusha, in the house, with your wife, with your children, with your attributes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing with you. If you're going to understand the compliment, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is respecting you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing with you and He wants you to pray on Him. V'titpalel chana al Hashem. He wants you to complete the lacking for both of you. If you have problems in your house, you need to pray on Beis HaMikdash. If you have problems in Shalom Bayit, you need to pray on Kudsh HaBrich Hu Shechinteh. There was one righteous man that came with his students to another righteous man, friend of him, students of Baal Shem Tov, I don't remember who, and there were the husband, that righteous man, and his wife were arguing very much in the house, and the students of that rabbi that took those students to that house asked him, why you not interfere? Why are you not helping them in the Shalom Bayit? You can help. They were screaming at each other. Told him, you hear Kudsh HaBrich Hu and Shechinta arguing and you have the courage to interfere? You see righteous people and they're arguing, you should know it's the Shekhinah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's argument now. So you should believe that also the same argument is coming down into your house. You need to believe in yourself that you're a mirror of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that your wife is a mirror of the Shekhinah HaKadoshah. Have to believe in that. And if not, so this is the complaint of Shmuel HaNavi on Shaul HaMelech. He's asking him, you don't feel that you're important enough, the one that's been chosen to be the king of Am Yisrael. He's afraid what people are going to say, that people told him that the Am Yisrael, they want it. You're afraid to believe in yourself. It's not enough for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. Each and every one of us that is able to say, Baruch Shelo Asani Goy, have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you, you're very honorable. You're very respected. You're very important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He chose you. Asher Bachar Banu, Mikol HaAmim, from all of the nations, V'natan Lanu Et Torato, gave us His Torah, His own Torah, Chemda Gnuza, wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's handing to us everything. Every one of us have to believe in himself. To believe in himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about you. That you're important. Have to believe in yourself. That you, with your intentions, even that it's not according to the Arizal book, even that it's not according to Kavanot HaRashash, even though you have your intentions. Who knows? Maybe they're more needed in this generation than Arizal's. Who knows? Arizal is not here. Where is he? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to pray. Maybe that tefillot from the place that you're going to pray is going to bring the salvation now. And not all of the efforts of Tanaim and Amoraim. Here we see that finally the Mashiach is going to come in the lowest generations of them all. Mashiach will not going to come in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe already passed away. And not with Abraham, not Yitzchak, and not Yaakov. Not the Tanaim, and not the Amoraim, not the Geonim, not the Savoraim. Not in the generation of Rashi, not in the generation of Tosfot. In our generation, or in the next one, that's going to be even lower, don't worry. No one is going nowhere. You can see what's going on outside. You can see. We have to believe that there is something special in this generation. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. What is that? Is it our necks, our chatzot, that we're not waking up? What is it? The intentions that we have in the bruches that we don't. What is it? The will. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stopping you with all of His powers. Like I told you that I had that craziness or courage or I don't know how to define it. To came to Arav Shalom and to tell him, Arav, I'm sure that if I was a student of one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, for sure I would complete my tshuva long time ago. I'm putting so much effort in my tshuva, I don't understand how it can be that I haven't completed my tshuva, Arav. It's only because that I'm your student. So he told me you're right. And then he told me also, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Levavitch told me the same. That because of the sorrow that I have, Arav Shalom said on himself, that Rabbi Yehuda Zev told him that the sorrow that he's got in the thing that doesn't go like he wants, by that thousands of people are doing tshuva in this generation. How? And he answered to him, because there are people that don't have the power to hold the gates of tshuva open. When they're coming to the gates of tshuva are falling on them and they're collapsing. The gates of tshuva are heavy. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees people that have strong will, they're not surrendering, He's stucking them under the gates of tshuva. And they keep on wanting to do tshuva, and with their strong will, they're holding the gates of tshuva open wide, and people that don't have the power to hold on with the will are running. And they have an easy tshuva. And they're running, one after the other, sneaking inside, without all of the difficulty that you and me and others, and Arav Shalom included, are suffering in the gates of tshuva. And we're holding the gates of tshuva open. That thousands of people going to run into the tshuva and going to have easy tshuva. Like you see in other yeshivot. You see people finishing masechtot after masechtot and learning and doing tshuva. And they have families and I don't know what. Everything is swell, great for them. And you see easy life. And you tell them about the lackings that you have. I remember one of the friends told me that he shared with one of his friends from another yeshiva on all of his problems of tshuva. He told him it's a very easy solution. He told him, what should I do? He told him, just drop the name Breslev. And you will not going to have all of those difficulties anymore.
you will not get heaven. That's a hard time.
And we, Breslev is not enough for us. We chose Rav Shalom to be our rabbi on to increase. Like I told you, I don't remember the Torah. Kuf something. That Rabbi Nachman is, Rabbeinu is, bring, is saying that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu finds a person, that person can bring the people to do tshuva, so that person have to go through a lot of suffering. Why? Because through those suffering, people can do tshuva. And if he will not going to suffer, so people will not going to be able to do tshuva. Like that we said, that in days of Mashiach, we're not accepting Baal tshuva, and we're not accepting Gerim anymore. So, a person that is on that way of having that ability to bring people to do tshuva, so he have to go through a lot of difficulties. That the people that are going to choose to walk after him will not going to choose cream cake with cherries. They're just going to choose the real Avodat Hashem. They're going to look at him and going to say, "Oy, but I am going to choose that." Even though that is going to have a lot of oys on the way, a lot of sighs and difficulties, but if they're accepting that path of tshuva, so really they're going to have the merit to do tshuva. But if just they see nice tuxedos and cowboys hats, and this is the tshuva that they're choosing, so they're not really going to accomplish, going to achieve the tshuva finally. Maybe the suit, maybe the cowboy hat, but the real tshuva, to be close to Hashem Yitbarach, we will not going to achieve. To Boro Olam, we need to say, Lev Tahor Brali Elokim. Elokim, judgments. The mid of judgments, purify my heart. You're inviting suffering on yourself when you're saying, Lev Tahor Brali Elokim. You're asking from the mid of Elokim to interfere in your life, to create your heart. Means through difficulties, you invite that. If you say, Ribono Shel Olam, purify my heart, you're saying to Ribono Shel Olam, judge me, clean me. You're brave. If you're saying, purify my heart. Lev Tahor Brali Elokim, not kindness. No, Hashem, please. Cheesecakes. No cheesecakes. No cheesecakes. Forget it. I'm sorry.
Don't go, Moshe.
In Shavuot you allow. In Shavuot you allow cheesecake. Really? No cheesecakes? So... And when a man is accepting on himself that yoke of heaven, Be'elu apsukim, Ol malchut shamayim, Be'elu apsukim, those verses, Shekolel et nishmato, that he's included his soul, B'shnem asar shivteya, in the 12 holy tribes, U'mafrish et nishmato min nishmat Erev Rav, and he's separating himself from the soul of Erev Rav. Look what you can do when you're saying Kriyat Shema. You're bonding yourself and including yourself with the souls of Beis Yaakov, and you're separating yourself from the souls of Nishmat Erev Rav. This is it, and you're doing it. And you need to believe in that. And every time that you're saying Kriyat Shema, you need to believe that this is what that you're doing. You're connecting yourself to the source of Kedusha. And you're separating yourself from all contaminations. And mitzvot zichot kavanah, and the obligations, the mitzvot, they require to have intentions. This is the intention. I heard one of the Avrechim that he explained his intention of Kriyat Shema. Amazing intention. The best that I ever heard before. The best. He said, I see speakers, huge, giant speakers, spread on all of the shore of the beach in Mishor HaChof, in Eretz Israel, and they're all connected to my mic, and I'm screaming, Shema Yisrael, and all of the beach, all of Mishor HaChof, they're all listening, they all hear, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is his intention, that everyone gonna hear that Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is the right intention. This is an intention for this generation. In this generation, you don't have time to have all of the kavanot, I'm sorry. None of you are gonna explain to me his kavanot, and I'm gonna be more impressed, I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you. A sincere intention from the heart that everyone gonna hear you. If they're on the beach,
How are they going to hear you with your intentions if you won't put speakers over there? How? Tell me. If you're not going to work day and night, day and night, day and night. And I'm inviting you all to join me. In Shabbos, Arav didn't feel good. No. I made 6 hours between the first Suda, between the second Suda to the third Suda. And when it was Motzei Shabbat, 9 p.m. after making Havdalah, I started the second Sheshaot until 3 p.m. and then I fell asleep. Actually, I fell asleep at 2. I woke up before of 3. I completed until 3. And I made yesterday twice 6 hours. No, wow. It's nonsense. Wow. Nonsense. Shtuyot. Batelum butal. Nonsense. Amen. Amen. Need it. Really need it. Very stupid person. Have to have a flashlight. Everyone can do that. Everyone can do that. Everyone is able to do that. What's the problem to do 6 hours? 6 hours? What are you doing? Every day you spend 24 hours. Is it hard for you to spend them with Hashem? What are you doing? Why are you so busy? You cannot spend your time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can do everything while you're doing it Bodedut. Even if you need to eat, you're eating while you're doing it Bodedut. You need to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom while you're in the Bodedut. What's the problem? Which excuse are you going to give? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you, what were you doing in that generation? That people were drowning in front of your eyes. That people dropped Judaism in front of your eyes. What are you going to answer? If you had thousands of shekels, thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. There are people that have millions on millions of dollars lying on the bank accounts. What are you going to answer? Riboino shel oilom. What are you going to answer? I'm not jealous of none of you. Rich people, what are you going to answer in Judgment Day? What have you done with all of your money? What have you done with your time? What have you done with your talents? What have you done with what that I gave you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you. I gave you money, what are you going to answer? I gave you talents. I taught you how to play the guitar. What are you going to answer? Why you weren't playing to people in the Kotel HaMaravi, songs of Tshuva, songs of Itbodedut? Why you weren't helping, saving my children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with tears, he's going to ask you. Why you let my children drown? He's going to ask you. Why you let my children, my daughter to drown, my son to drown? He's going to ask you. Was it too hard for you to put 100 shekels and to buy 4 books and to hand them to people? Was it so hard for you from all of the money that I gave you? To give your ma'asrot to the yeshiva, to give your ma'asrot to the hafatzah, to give your ma'asrot to the project of the English program? Was it so hard for you? What were you doing? Saving for the future? Saving for your children? That maybe are not worthy even for all of the money that you're going to hand them in the future to come? Everything that we're doing, we need to think about it. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting me to do? He gave me powers. He gave me health. He gave me powers. He gave me health. He gave me a will. What am I doing with it? We're going to have to answer all of those questions. And Rav Shalom said to one of my friends here in the yeshiva that asked him, he told him that to use the money before of death, not to inherit the money, to give the money today is thousands of times more important than to inherit it. Even you today, you're 20, you're 30, you write all of your inherit, your Yerusha to the Shiva. He said it's not such a huge thing. It's nice, it's good. It's better than to donate it to I don't know what. To certain other group, I don't know, company. But to give that money when you're still alive, it's worth millions times more. Thousands and thousands of times more. To invest, to put your life into what that we're doing, to believe. Why are you coming every day to yeshiva? Because you believe in what that we're doing. Put your heart into the things. Put your hands into the things. Put your eyes into what that we're doing. Thousands of people are watching us through YouTube. Today Gabriel joined us and told us that he was watching our YouTube, a group that sits, friends sits and watching that YouTube daily, every day. So inspired. And here, in his visit to Eretz Israel, he didn't forget us. And he came to visit, to hear a live shiur. Look what we're doing. Look the marriage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening through us. Who are we? We're nothing. We're literally nothing. We're just people that want. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And if you're going to believe me, I don't know how to convince you. If you're going to believe me, if you're going to have the merit to believe me, that we have a green light, that everything that we're going to pray, we're going to be answered on. Everything, everything, everything. Salvation, Geula, Beis Mikdash, all of Am Yisrael coming, making Aliyah, we're going to find the ways, we're going to find the solutions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the advice. He's going to give us the money, He's going to give us the abilities, He's going to give us the knowledge how to do that. Everything that we will want. Just hold ourselves together and to pray on Am Yisrael, to dedicate every day of our lives to that goal. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. We're not the important part of that deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. The salvation is here. All of the righteous people for years they're saying, it's here, it's happening now. If you can see our faces, each and every one of us sits here in Chut Shel Chesed, this is the face of the Geula. What else do you expect? You need people flying in the air, we can fly also. We're flying also, just at night, you cannot see that. I'm flying at night when no one is watching. You don't believe me, huh? I'm not lying. We're flying at night when no one can see. Everyone has the power. Every one of you, every one of us. We have enormous powers. Huge, great powers. People that are not even related with blood connection to Jewish nation, Christian people, watching our YouTubes and they're waking up. And they're saying, it's Mashiach, it's the Savior, this is Mashiach. And they're waking up. And they believe, their eyes been opened. Even though that they don't know exactly how to explain it and how to define what they see, they don't really understand how to do that. But they see the light. They see the light that is coming from those broken vessels, earthenware vessels. This is us, the Baalei Teshuva. The light is coming from the Baalei Teshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that light to come from a humble place. Who can be more humble than a person that knows exactly that he doesn't have nothing to be proud about? This is it. To achieve that level of being humble, even though that you're Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very hard. It's not fit for this generation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a solution. Rabbeinu HaKadosh found a solution. He's going to make Baalei Teshuva. He's going to put all of his powers to make Baalei Teshuva. And Baalei Teshuva, they look at themselves and this is it. You cannot let et atzmecha, mistake yourself.
Fool yourself.
You cannot fool yourself. You see. You just have a little bit of it, but the dude, start to confess. You see, oy vey. I'm going to complete this today's it, but the dude. When you start doing tshuva, immediately you become to be humble. When you learn Torah, you can fool yourself very easily. You learn the sugiyot, the masechtot, and you're not confronting with yourself. You're not dealing with yourself at all. You can ignore all of the voices that you have inside. And you just don't listen. And you learn. And you grow. You feel that you grow. But in the field, you cannot fool yourself. Immediately when you do it, bodedut, you realize how low you are. Immediately. You just open the mouth. And you feel so far from Kedusha, so far. It's terrifying sometimes. For that you need to have courage. To say, Ribono Shel Olam, even though that I'm so low, that I'm coming from such a horrible, huge distance, you love me. This is real faith. This is real faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so mercy. His love is endless. This is the faith. This is the simple faith that Hashem is source of good. All of the time we're taking all of those huge concepts and bringing them down to the surface. And it becomes to be your reality, your simple way of thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. He's the creator. He created everything. So everything is good. Thank you, Hashem. And just keep on progressing in your life. Thank you, Hashem, on those difficulties. Thank you, Hashem, on my lackings, on my problems. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you that you're taking me so seriously. That you're helping me to learn Torah Chaim, Torah of life. To believe in you, to be thankful, to love you, to appreciate every breath, every morning that I can open my eyes, to understand I'm not worthy. I'm not supposed to have all of those good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to me. Three seudot in Shabbat. You're going to be rewarded on three seudot that you ate in Shabbos. You ate and you're going to receive a reward on that. You enjoyed here in this world and on that you're going to be rewarded. You ate in Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have Sakhar on that. You were in Brit Milah, you ate a meal, you're going to have a reward on that. Weird. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kind. Perfectly kind. And everyone can hold him. When you're praying. When you're praying, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. He is with you. Don't go nowhere. You're with Hashem. Don't wander with your thoughts. Just stay where you at, and Hashem is there. Now you need refuah, say refaenu. And you're putting in your pockets. Refaenu, 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 refaenu. As long as you're going to stay in refaenu, this is the time that you're going to collect more and more refuah. You need parnasa. So say barech aleinu, and say more barech aleinu. Say it again. Barech aleinu, barech aleinu. In a certain time, you're going to wake up to realize that actually all of Shmona Esrei, it's itbodedut on generally on all of Am Yisrael. It's all plural. So you know what? You're going to stop praying on yourself. You come out from all of the selfish point of view. You realize that you're part of Am Yisrael. Refael, no, not refael me. Don't heal me. Heal us. Suddenly, after a few minutes of refaelu. You become to be aware to that concept that you are Am Yisrael together. There are people that are in a worse condition than I am. They're in hospitals, their children are in hospitals, their wives are in hospitals. Lo Aleinu, not on all of Am Yisrael. And now you're praying on them. And you can pray on them. Suddenly you receive a heart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you can pray some more. And then you have your confusions and Yetzer Hara that doesn't want you to pray. And this is the time to put more effort. And then you go to the field and you complete all of your tefillot, all of your prayers in the Izbodedut. Now it's time to ask on all of the private things that you need. You need a new couch, you need a new house, you need new furniture, you need to fix things, you need more things, you need to talk about the Shalom Bayit on details, not only Sim Shalom, Tova Avracha, just to mention certain situations, certain arguments, certain bad attributes that you have that you need to work on yourself. And when you're bonding yourself to Hashem, Hashem is there. Karov Hashem lechol korav. Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him. To everyone that calls Him with truth. Lechol Hashem yikrau be'emet. What is that truth? A sincere voice that comes out from the heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm zero. I don't have no powers without You. I don't know how to have Shalom Bayit. I don't know how to make money, Ribono Shel Olam. I don't know how to learn Torah, Ribono Shel Olam. I don't have nothing. I don't have no wisdom of my own, Ribono Shel Olam, just only what did You give me, Ribono Shel Olam. And you start to ask from that honest place, every request been answered. And maybe you need more. Maybe your lackings are huge. Maybe you need hours. Maybe you need thousands of hours. If you're just going to hold that, in the end you're going to complete. In the end you're going to finish. Another drop, another drop, another drop, another drop. Finally, you can have it all. In the beginning, it looks so far. So what? You're not in a rush. Kadosh Baruch Hu going to lengthen our days, our lives, and going to give us more powers to do more Itbodeduyot. One of the friends in class came to an amazing idea. Amazing idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu illuminate that idea in his heart during Itbodedut.
to make a deal, to share with everyone, every people, join us. We want to achieve 1 million minutes of Itbodedut. Everyone going to donate his minutes. We're going to come to 1 million minutes. Million minutes of Itbodedut. Every one of us daily can add 60 minutes. Every day, minimum 60 minutes. Who is not doing 1 hour? 60 minutes. Outside, everyone going to donate 1 minute. We can immediately give 60 a day. How many people in the class? 20, 30 people times 60 every day. Think what we're doing. Think what we're achieving daily and weekly and monthly and in a year. What we're doing. So you think that we're not changing the world? How can it be? If we're praying so much and we have people here in this class that are doing 6 hours every week, and people that are doing even more than once a week, twice, three times. It's simple to do that. It's simple. Just you have huge yetzer on it because it's so important. This is the only trigger. This is the only issue. It's really a very simple thing. From 12 to 6. This is it. 6 hours. What's the problem? From 8 to 2. It's not such a big deal. It's not so hard. It's really not so hard. 6 hours it was a dude. And if you're thinking to yourself, let's start with that hour, I'm going to tell you, no, start with 6. Start with 11. Start with 10. Decide that today you're doing 10. Break your nature. Break your laziness. Break your laziness. Connect yourself to Hashem. In a strong holding, hold Hashem like that. Like someone that you love. Don't let him run away from you. Tell him, I need faith. I want to remember you. Never to forget you. Again and again and again and again. Finally, you're going to have it. You know where you're going to stand when you're going to have that thing that you ask. You know how your Shalom Bayit is going to look if you're going to dedicate 6 and another 6 and another 6. And if you're not, you know then how your Shalom Bayit is going to look. You know what the hell you can have in your house if you're not going to pray enough. You know which hell a person can have in Shalom Bayit? Kasha tarbut ra'a betoch beto shel adam yoter mimelchemet Gog u'Magog. Bad behavior in the house of a person can be even worse than the last war. Worse than the Holocaust. Inside, you want to die. You don't want to live anymore. You feel despair. You feel frustrated. Anger. Want to die. Want to kill everyone. Wants to ruin, to break everything. Why to come to that place? Why to come? Chacham enav beroshoi. Wise person has got eyes in his head. Start to pray. You don't believe in the power of prayer. You don't believe in the power of tshuva. You don't believe in the power of Hashem. In the presence of Hashem, that Hashem is here. That Hashem is listening. You think Hashem don't want to give you. You have Lashon Hara that you accepted long time ago on Hashem. That He is cruel. That He is punishing. That He, I don't know what, strict. Hashem, He loves you. Hashem is kind. If it's going to damage you, Hashem will not going to let you damage yourself. If you're going to be a millionaire today, it's going to ruin your life. You're going to be so arrogant that it will not going to help you. If you're going to get married today, it's going to ruin your life. You're not going to be humble enough to keep that Shalom Bayit. And you can find yourself a divorce after 3 years or maybe 6 months or so. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind. This is why He's stopping you. Like a father that is refusing his son to receive a motorcycle, a bike. Telling him no. And you think, oh, it's such a cruel father. He doesn't understand. All of my friends. You're going to meet them in hell. All of your friends, they're going to wait for you in hell. They're going to reach there a lot faster than you. With that motorcycle, with that bike. Yes. A child, he doesn't have the wisdom of his father to understand that his father is just lengthening his life with those restrictions, orders, with all of those limits, with all of those obligations, have to come back home after school. You don't understand it. Your wife is telling you, immediately after yeshiva, you come to the house, you have to come, and you're angry. Why? All of my friends from Mir, they're all going to burgers, I don't know what. What's going on? Why can't I? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you inside the borders of Kedusha.
Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to go and wander around in the streets thinking, imagine to yourself like you're a reality, like you're important, like you have money, like I don't know what. He wants you to be humble. He wants you to be holy. He wants you to eat kosher food. He wants you to be surrender. He wants you to live like a normal Jew that lives a normal life, even though that it's against your will. Even though that you think that you know better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing you and He's rebuking you because He loves you. Asher Yohav Hashem Yochiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking the ones that He loves the most and straightening their path, bringing them closer to the Kedusha. If you would see me a few years ago, before that I was teaching in the English program, you wouldn't believe. All of the time, friends, we were doing hafatzot, we were going, knocking on doors, doing hafatzot, the Israeli group, all of the time, they would go to Meron, to Rashbi, to Uman, 3, 4, 5 times a year. I'm not going. I cannot. Why? My wife, she's not letting me. My wife, she's not letting me. Why? Let's go. Let's eat. Let's do this. Let's go 2 hours before to Hebron. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All of the time. No, 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 no. In the end, I have yes and they have no. Look at all of them today. You're going to see a huge no. Sorry to say. I want to cry now. Not to Chas Shalom. No arrogant thought crossed my mind. They have the no today and I have the yes today. Because I was building my vessels out of humility. I was realizing that the truth is to surrender yourself. It's written, we're saying in Eshet Chayil, Chagor natna laknani. She gives the Chagor to the one that surrenders himself. What's that Chagor? It's Kedushat HaBrit. To who she gives that Chagor to be holy? To the one that surrenders himself. Laknani. If you're breaking that wall that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built surrounds you, so you don't have that protection. You don't have that wall that's going to protect you. Your wife, she's your protection. She's guarding you. She's surrounding you. She keeps you inside the borders of Kedusha. Come at 3. Come at 6. Where are you? Why are you not sending texts? What's going on? Why are you not calling me? This is how she keeps you inside. Inside the borders of Kedusha. If you're arguing and breaking, no, you're not going to tell me, I'm going to decide. You're breaking your bounty. You're breaking the wall. You let all of the outsiders to penetrate into the wall, to drink from the source of Kedusha, from what that you have in your house, to ruin. Surrender yourself. Accept it. Except that this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is observing your house. This is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading your house. Accept the difficulties. Accept the obstacles. Accept all of the difficulties. Understand, it's coming from Hashem. For my own good. That I'm going to grow. That I'm going to learn faith. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.